Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbosai. It's good to see you. For those of you who are usually in person, I apologize that I could not be in person today. But nonetheless, obviously, we get to learn Torah, which is kind of awesome. So what I'd like to do is kind of go out of order, or maybe to note that we had gone out of order beforehand. We ended up speaking about the Malacha of Dash because we discussed within the concept of Kotzer, within the topic of Kotzer, so the person who throws that, the clod of dirt and knocks off the dates, etc., that such a person violated on both Tolesh and Befarik. And since we spoke about Befarik, we ended up having a conversation about Dash. But really, in the Seder HaMalachos, Ma'amer comes before Dash. So what we'll do now is we'll speak about the Malacha of Ma'amer to the best of our ability. There isn't that much to say about Ma'amer, but we'll do the best that we can. Zok the Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Rava Haiman de Kadaf Milcha Mimilchasa Chayiv Mishum Ma'amer. Right, Rava says if a person gets salt from milchasa, milchasa basically means that the salt is coming from salt water, which is evaporated. In other words, this is the way the state of Israel actually, in the early days, earned a lot of money, that they had desalinization plants, which is that they would boil the salt water to make sure that there was no salt, assuming that no water left and only salt left. That's what they did at the beginning of the state of Israel. That's what someone does. Someone gathered the salt from the Malchusa, from that salt area, is Chayef Mishum Ma'amer. The person is in violation of the Malacha of Ma'amer. You get the impression, again, that whenever we say Chayef Mishum, that this is probably a tolda of Ma'amer. The Av Malacha of Ma'amer is apparently by Shibolin. That's the indication you get from Rashi. If I gather stalks together, that's the Av Malacha. But someone who gathers the salt together, Rava says, is in violation of a told of Ma'amer. Abaya Tainas, the Ein Imor Ela Begadulei Karka. Abaya says that Ma'amer only applies to stuff that grows in the ground, and salt does not grow from the ground. Therefore, salt is not going to even be a tolda of Ma'amer. Right? In terms of what we spoke about yesterday from Reb Avram Benosha HaRambam, that he pointed out that the Av and the tolda might be different in terms of Gidulei Karka, you get an impression from this Gemara that such a Mahalach is just not correct, because in this Gemara, when we speak about Ma'amer, Abaya's disagreement with Rava is precisely that Nakuda. Right? Rava, you're telling me there's a tolda of Ma'amer when you gather the salt. Abaya says it can't even be a tolda because Ein Imur Ella Bigadulei Karka. Again, if my read of this Gemara is correct, so I think we have a strong kasha on Reb Avram ben Osho HaRambam. As we pointed out anyway, the lomdim throughout the world of Yiddishkeit are never so into the comments of Reb Avram ben Osho HaRambam. The assumption is if you're from the family, you might have misunderstood what they were saying. Please don't tell this to the briskers who feel that they're the only ones who understand. But the fact, it's like kind of a pircha, no? The fact that the briskers are still not into Reb Avram ben Osho HaRambam, right? So how come they assume that Reb Volvo has the only authentic Mesorah, not Reb Chaim said? It's a kasha. Yoni was smiling at that kasha, so that means it was good. Now, throughout Shas, we never have Rava mentioned before Abaya. Whenever you have a sugya, it's Abaya says this, and then Rava says that. You never have Rava before Abaya. And that's why on the side of the Gemara, they point out that the Rambam and the Rush have the Girsa Rabba rather than rather than Rava. And the guy on the side of the Gemara sends you to what he wrote in Ayin Beis Amud Beis, which is that we never have Rava before Abaye and Shas. Obviously, it's Rava. This is, of course, very relevant lahalacha, because if it's a machlekes Abaye and Rava, we should certainly not paskin like Abaye. We should certainly not paskin that ein imor ela bigadul karka, because we only paskin like Abaye by the Yal Kigam. And this is not one of the Yal Kigam. There are some who suggest that maybe this is one of the Yal Kigam, maybe this is the Ayin of Yal Kigam, but that suggestion is patently false, because of the Yal Kigams, very few are mentioned beferish and shas what they are. One of them that's mentioned beferish and shas what it is the Gemara in Perek Meruba, that Eid Zaymim, the Ayin of the Yal Kigam, the Eid Zomim is whether it's from Afreya Hunifsa, Mikan Lahaba Hunifsa, that's Machlegas Abayin Reva. So that's for sure the Ayin in Yal Kigam. So to say that the Ayin is Imur is very, very difficult. The suggestion that's Imur, they don't suggest that the that it's the Mem of Me'amer. Okay, whatever it is. So the Rambam Paskins, like Abaya, the Ein Imur Elo B'Gedulei Karka, because obviously, and the Magad Mishnah points us out on that Rambam there in Perichas, 1 second. The Magad Mishnah points us out on the Rambam in Perichas, Halacha, hey, that obviously the Rambam had the Gersa Rabba, and that's why the Rambam paskined like Abaye, because you can pass like Abaye against Rabba. The Ur Zarua, however, in Simin Nundalid, obviously had the Girsa Rava, and the Ur Zarua, as such, paskins lahalocha, that there is Imur Shalob Gedulei Karka. And that's because the Ur Zarua paskins like Rava against Abaye. Now, within the Rambam, it's worth noting, we pointed out the Rambam in Perek Ches, paskins that ein imur ela bigidulei karka, but within the Rambam in Perek Chaf Aleph, you get the impression that there is an iser derabbanon on the salt. Perek Chaf Aleph halacha yud Aleph, the Rambam writes, v'chein ein mekabsin es hamelach ukiyotzibo mipnei shenir'eh kema'amer. It appears like Ma'amer. The fact that the Rambam uses a Lashon Nation near Ekema'amer, that's a Din D'Rabbanon. So when we say that there's no Imur Shalobi Gedulei Karka, that doesn't mean you get off the hook. It doesn't mean it's Hetzer Gamur. It just means that it's not Aser Min HaTayra as Ma'amer. It is going to be, however, Aser Midrabbanon Ad Kan, what we have LaHalacha. Now, there are a number of conversations with respect to Ma'amer that come up. Most of these are found in the Minchas Chinuch, in the Mosach HaShabbos under Ma'amer. And the first conversation that comes up is actually based on a Tosfos in Beitza. You know, there are two Mishnayos in Beitza. There's one Mishnah on the Lamed Aleph, where the Mishnah based on Daf Lamed Aleph tells me, that Mevi'in Eitzim min Hasadim min Hamechunas u'min Hakarfif afilu min Hamefuzar, that you can bring Eitzim from the Karfif. The Karfif is what? It's like the backyard as opposed to the Chatzar, which is the front yard. You could bring Eitzim even if they're spread out. Tosfos is already bothered by the kasha. How are you allowed to bring the Eitzim? And similarly, you have the kasha on Daf Lamed Gimel, where we speak about Megabev min hechotzer. Megabev means that you pick up small twigs and small and pieces of straw. You pick that up from the chotzer. Again, the shaila is, how am I allowed to do that? Shouldn't that be a malacha of Ma'amer? So Tosfos writes that in his opinion, Right, Tyson Lamed Aleph and Beitzer writes, Tema, isn't it Ma'ari, which is an Av Malacha? So Tosis answers, Roshayach Imor El B'makom Shigedelem Sham, Kedemuchach B'Paraklau Gadol. Tosis says that Imor is only Shayach where the stuff grows. If the stuff does not grow there, so then Ma'amer is not Shayach. How does Tosis know that? It's not just Tosis, the Ran on Yud Tes Bedafe Harif in Beitza. The Ran also has this idea. It's the Ran Dibar Maso Mikom Bakom, right? On the case of the Ran asks the Kasha from the Mishnah of Megabev. Tosis asks the Kasha from the Mishnah of Mevi'im Eitzim. I'm not sure why one asks the Kasha from Lamed Aleph, the other from Lamed Gimel. But the Ran says that from our Gemara, you could bring a raya to what Reb Yitzchak ben Mordechai said, or Yitzchak ben Rabbeinu Meir said, excuse me, Deinu chai mishum ma'ame ala b'makom shegadal sham. V'achinami muchach b'perek klal gadol. Right, that the din is that you ain imor ala b'makom gidulo. But unlike Tosis, who doesn't tell us what the hochacha from our Gemara is, the Ran on your test tells us that the hochacha from our Gemara, the Gemara says, "Dekanef malcha mimalchasa," that you're gathering the salt from the desalinization area, right? So the fact that it's coming from that makom, from the malchasa, that's what tells me that there is ma'amer. There would be no ma'amer from any other area. That's what emerges from the Rishonim, from the Bali HaTosfos. Now, there are other Rishonim who deal with this question about how come there is no Ma'amer in those Mishnayis in Beitza. And the Tosfos read, the Tosfos Rid actually has an interesting take on this. Tosfos Rid writes, Ma'amer, Perush, Mekabeds Shibolim, Mechore Hakotzer, the Osa Osam Omer, and the Shir of Ma'amer is a Grogeris, we'll talk about that, like Kotzer and Tochen, that any Malacha on food is Kigregeris. Ay, oy bazoi imkein this pasrul of peros bechatzera o besoda, you should be chay mishum ma'amer. Teshuva in ma'ame ala b'shas tli shaso min hakarka. Shezehu tchilas likuto. I will perish in noka to kevar v'achshav this pasru ein ze ma'amer. The Tosis Rid is saying something that's very similar to the Tosfos and the Ran, but instead of focusing on the makom, the Tosis Rid is focusing on the zman. Tosis Rid is saying that ma'amer is only shayich b'shas tzli shasom min hakarka. It's only shayich at the time when you pick it up. Ma'amer is techilas likuto, meaning according to the Tosis Rid, ma'amer is a step along the process. Remember, we're talking about Sidura de Pas. So how do I get from Zoreya all the way to Ofe? So one stage in that process is Me'amer, meaning Me'amer happens right after Kotzer. But if you do Imor later on, if you have apples that fall down, so you're allowed to pick up those apples because it is not Bisha'as Tchilas Likuto. According to the Tosfos and the Ran, if I drop apples, right, let's say I have some apple trees in my backyard and the apples fall down over there, or I drop the apples over there because I am violating the terrible Isser of eating outdoors, which, as we know, we try to Aser, you know, the whole Yontif of Sukkos for this reason. But if I drop apples near my apple tree, according to Tosfos, it would be Aser, because according to Tosfos, it's a din in the makom. But according to the Tosfos Rid, it's not a din in the makom, it's a din in the zman. That's their mahalach to answer the question. There are other mahalachim to answer the question. Again, how come when I, in the Mishnah in Beitza, when I'm megabev eitzim, I'm malaket eitzim, how come I'm not in violation of ma'amer? So others suggest, and the Me'iri sounds this way, that maybe ma'amer requires tying a knot. Maybe ma'amer requires really sticking things together, combining things in a serious way so that they can't fall apart. But if I do ma'amer in a way that it's not tied together, that there's no kesher, so then I am not in violation of the malacha of ma'amer. Now, some people ask Akash on this yesod, how can you tell me that you require a kesher to be in violation of ma'amer, right? Kosher is a separate malacha. Why do you need kosher to violate ma'amer? L'cha'ora, you could violate ma'amer with, where, how could it be that you need to violate another malacha to violate this malacha? So that kasha is already addressed by Rishonim in a different context. When we'll speak about the malacha of tofer, we'll see that according to the Gemara, the Pashtus, you have to tie a knot at the end of the string. If I don't tie a knot, I don't know how many of you have ever tried to sew a button on or the like. If you don't tie a knot at the end, it all unravels. Right, so the Gemara says that to do tzvira, you need a kesher. So the fact that I need a kesher, according to the Me'iri, I don't think is a question on how could there be one malacha that necessarily involves two. But bekitzer, according to the Me'iri, I think we have another answer to this kasha that Tosis asks. How can there be ma'amer? So is putting fruit in a basket considered a kesher? So the Pashtus is no. Right? The Pashtus is that if you hold that you need a kesher, it has to mamish be connected. I think that's what the Me'iri is saying. And therefore, there would be no ma'amer in that Mishnah and Lamed Aleph or Lamed Gimel and Beitza. However, the Me'iri, I think, is difficult for another reason. The Gemara by us tells me, the question is whether Manda Kanef Melech Mimalchisa is in violation of Ma'amer. Again, I'm not an expert. Have any of you ever gathered salt? Does anyone ever do that? Ben, you're the type of guy who probably spent hours in a salt desalinization plant. Right? Hours. Right?
You gather salt from the table.
You gather salt from the table. Well, that's another
thing. I never made a kesher around it.
Man, you don't make a kesher around it. By the way, gathering salt from the table, l'chol hadeyos, is permitted, no? Because ain't never ever gedul like kar. You don't make a kesher. It's not b'shas maisa. Like, I have 1,000 reasons why there is no ma'amer when I drop salt on the table and then gather it back up together. But I don't think mandakonif melach mimalchasa, I don't think that there is tying a knot in that case. I don't think so. Now,
if you go apple picking on Shabbos and you collect it all into a bushel, you've violated code there, but you violated umar with your bushel of apples?
Yeah, so I don't know if putting stuff into a bushel, according to the Me'iri, I don't know that putting stuff into a bushel is going to be a malacha of ma'amer. According to the Me'iri, you need some sort of kesher. Now, it's worth noting that if you look at the Lashon of the Me'iri, he's mechalek between Ma'amer Omrim and Ma'amer Shibolim. Ma'amer Omrim and Ma'amer Shibolim, right? I think Shibolim is when I take the stalks and I put it together. Ma'amer Omrim is when I take the bunches of stalks, and I want to combine them to become a bigger bunch. The Lashon Hami'iri, to be precise, is that there is only a need for a kesher if you are ma'amer omrim. But by ma'amer shibolim, there is no need for a kesher. Now that's already an interesting yesod. The Miri is not exactly saying what we said, right? We were suggesting that maybe the kesher is necessary all the time. The Meiri is saying a little different. The Meiri is saying that a kesher is only necessary when it was already omrim. The lumdus of that Meiri might be as follows. You know, by many malachos, I have a principle of ein x achar x, right? Ein bishol achar bishol, right? That's like basic Judaism 103, right? Ein bishol achar bishol. However, the main school shita in Rishonim, at least the way Ashkenazim paskin, is that if the second bishol does something that the first one didn't, if it's iber far besert and far putzt, if it's an enhanced bishol, right? Afia achar bishol, right? Something like that, or bishol achar afia, changes the taste. So then b'kahai gafen, I'll say yesh bishol achar bishol. Right? It could be that what the Meiri is saying is that fundamentally there is no need for a kesher to violate ma'amer. It would not be a teretz taisus as kasha. But if you want to violate ein imur achar imur, you want to violate ma'amer the second time, so then in that situation you would need a kesher. Because if I don't make the kesher, so then I am not in violation of the second ma'amer. The kesher is necessary. The kesher is necessary for the second ma'amer. The Chaya Adam says something. This is found in the Nishmas Adam and Klal Yud Gimel. The Chaya Adam says something along these lines. He suggests that b'makom gidulo, maybe there's no need for a kesher, but shelo b'makom gidulo, there is a need for a kesher. That would answer our kasha of the malchasa. Haiman de kanef melach mi malchasa. Right? We ask, I, there's no kasher. So the answer might be no. Right? When it's b'makom gidulo, you don't need a kasher. But shelo b'makom gidulo, you do need a kasher. Now, I really don't understand the lumdus for that shita. The way the Chaya Adam, the Nishmas Adam, puts it together, that b'makom gidulo, there is no need for a kesher, but shalom makom gidulo, there is, I don't fully understand why that would be true. I do understand the svara that we said in the Meiri, the difference between imur pam rishon and imur pam sheni. But the difference between makom gidulo and shalom makom gidulo with respect to imur, that I do not understand at all. Okay. I should note that our mahalach, or what I think actually is the Meiri's mahalach, in the need for keshers to avoid enimor achar enimor, really connects to what the Tosis Rid is suggesting. Let's go back to that Tosis Rid. Tosis Rid asks Akasha, Nispazru peirosa b'chatzero, shouldn't you be chayev for ma'amer? So his answer is, ein ma'amer ela b'shas tlishaso min hakarka. I think what the Tosis Rid is saying is fundamentally, ein imur achar imur. It might not be a din in the Zman per se. It might be that b'shas tlishaso min hakarka means that there's only imur one time. The second time, ein ma'amer achar ma'amer. And unlike the Meiri, who qualifies it and says if the second imur is somehow better than the first, then there's a problem. The Tosis Rid does not qualify it at all. And Tosis Rid is saying categorically, ein ma'amer achar ma'amer. I'm not 100% sure that this is correct in Tosis Rid. because his lashon repeats. He says b'shas klishaso and techilas likuto. You know, part of me feels that our original read of the Tosis Rid, that he's the same as Tosis in Beitza. He's just saying that it's a din in Zaman rather than a din in Makom. I think that might be correct. But nonetheless, what we have so far is how many Mahalchim to answer Tosis's Kasha? I have one Mahal to answer Tosis's Kasha, Tosis himself. That's a din and the Ran. That's a din in Makom Gidulo. Then they have a Mahalach, maybe that the Tosis Rid is saying that Ein Imur Ela B'Shas Likitoso. Then they have a Mahalach that perhaps you need a Kesher for Imur, even though this does not really seem to be the approach of the Meiri, but nonetheless, it is a certain logic to that approach, because if I don't tie it together, in which way is it bound? I know that some of you, Nady and Yoni, suggest, well, maybe it's bound together, i.e. they being in a bushel, but I think the just putting something in the keli, I don't know if that is considered, I don't know if that's considered to really be a connection. I should note that there's a tshuva in the Maharach Or Zarua in Simen Reish Yud Ches. The Maharach Or Zarua tainas that you really need a kesher. My Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe Brown, has this in his Sefer the Tevas Moshe, which is by my Mokum in the Beis Medrash. So the fact that I did not look it up today is just because I didn't make it into the Beis Medrash. But basically what happened today is when my hearing aids broke, so I had to go to get it repaired, and it took much longer than I thought. So that's the basic story in life. But the Rabbi Brown has in his Sefer, it's, by the way, his name is Rabbi Dr. Brown, because Ner Israel gives people doctorates when they write a Sefer. When he was in Kolo, he wrote a Sefer, so he became Dr. Brown. I guess he got soda or something as a gift. I don't know. But so Rabbi Brown has in his Sefer, he quotes from this Maharach Or Zarua, that Kesher is a necessary component by Ma'amir all the time. The idea that we first suggested in the Meiri, which might not be what the Meiri says, but Maharach Or Zarua says it. The Hesbar HaDavar might be that every melacha has to be miskayim. The Mishnah tells me in Perek HaBonah that kala osa melacha melachto miskayemes b'shabes. If it's eino miskayim, that's a rule, a klolistika rule by all melachos. If it's not miskayim, it's not a melacha. Now, what makes something miskayim? If I put my apples in a bushel, I don't know if that's miskayim. If I pick up the sticks and I put it in my hand, I don't think that's miskayim. I open my hand, the sticks fall down. That's not miskayim. What can make it miskayim is the kesher shel kayama, or that kesher that holds it together, that's miskayim. So there is a certain logic why you would need a kesher. And that logic would also for infer Tarkasha from the Mandakon of Melach Mimalchasa. Remember, we asked, how can you say that you need a kesher? If you gather salt, there's no kesher. The answer might be, well, the reason I need a kesher is because it becomes shokayama. When I gather salt together, I think the salt sticks together. It's like glued together to some extent. The moisture in the salt, I don't know how many of you have ever had this experience that your salt like clumps together in the salt shaker, right? That's a shtickle kayama. That's why there's a violation of ma'amer, even though there is no kesher. This idea that it has to be shel kayama is also found in the Rambam a little bit. So look back in that Rambam, Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam writes, "Hamidabek peros, hashiyasu guf echod, chayif mishum ma'amer." The Rambam writes, in order to be chayav from Mishum Ma'amer, it has to be na'ase guf echad. That means, let's say, I take figs and I squeeze them together and they become a cake of figs. So that is going to be chayiv mishum ma'amer. That same lashon in the Rambam of guf echad, it's not only found in Perek Chof Aleph, which are the dinim d'rabbonon of Imor, right? The Rambam splits between the dinim d'raisa and the dinim d'rabbonon. They're in different prakim. In Perek Ches, where he deals with the din d'raisa, he also writes, Hamekabetz devela va'asa mimenu igol, oshenokav te'enem v'hichnes hachevo bahen ad sheniskabtu gufechad. The Rambam writes that the lashon is, it becomes gufechad. So the fact that it becomes gufechad, I think, is fundamental to ma'amer, and that could be why. That could be why the Ma'arach HaZeruah says that you need a kesher. And if you need a kesher, so we have, what is it, a fourth answer to Tosfos Kasha, right? We have Makom Gidulo, we have Shas Gidulo, we have the need for a kesher. Was that only three answers? Or did I have a fourth answer? I don't remember. But basically, the suggestion you need a kesher, the lomdus for that might be because it has to become guf echad. Now, it's worth noting that although the Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Vav by the Deveila and the Te'enim says it has to become guf echad, but in Perek Ches Halacha Hey, the Rambam does not say it has to become guf echad. I don't know if there's a difference. I'm not exactly sure. I'm inclined that the Rambam Perek Ches Halacha Vav is saying a yesod that would be true in Perek Ches Halacha Hey also. Ches Hey is Hama'amer Ochlem Im La'achila. We'll talk about that in a moment, right? And he writes there, Ein Imor Ella Begidulei Karka. In Halacha Vav, he says it has to be Guf Echad. I'm inclined that he means Guf Echad in all cases, both by the Av and by the Tolda. Although it's possible that the Av Malacha, which is by wood, right, or by other Eichlem, I'm not sure what, I'm not sure why Makabit's Devela is a Tolda, as opposed to Perek Ches Halacha Hey, of Ma'amer Ochran. I don't know exactly the difference, but it could be that by the Av Malacha, maybe you have to tie it to make it Guf Echad. I really don't know. I'm really not sure about the Pshat in this Rambam, but I do think that the Guf Echad idea is a reasonable approach, and that is probably what the Maharach or Zeruah means when he says that you have to have the kesher, because ayyadei the kesher, it becomes a guf echad. The minchas chinuch is creative, and minchas chinuch's creativity leads him to read a Rambam that the din of ma'amer. Look at the Rambam over here, Perek Ches Halacha Hey. Right, the Rambam writes, "Hama'amer ochlem im la'achila shi'uro kigrogeras, im emer la'behema shi'uro kimlo pi hagadi." The Rambam writes, "If you're ma'amer ochlem, the shi'ur is a grogeras. If ma'amer ochlem la'achila, the shi'ur is a grogeras. But if you're ma'amer to give it to an animal, the shi'ur is kimlo pi hagadi." In Lahasaka, the shir is Gedel Bashal Beitzim. The Minchas Chinuch points out that the Lashon Harambam seems to be repetitive. Hama'amer Ochlim im La'achila. This leads the Minchas Chinuch to suggest that maybe the Malacha of Ma'amer is true only on Ma'amer Ochlim. Maybe There is no ma'amer on twigs. There's no ma'amer on wood. Maybe there is ma'amer only on food. And the Minchas Chinuch reads this Rambam that by ma'amer food for me to eat, it's a gregaris. If I'm ma'amer food for the behema, this year is kimloi piagidi. If I'm ma'amer food to burn it, this year is levash al beitza. This is, sometimes we say it's a creative read, and creative is like some sort of lashon sagi nahar that we're saying it's difficult. I think it's difficult. I understand that maybe by the lahachol behema, maybe it's ochlem lahachol behema. But if I'm talking about to cook, so to say that the malacha is only on food is very difficult. It's very difficult. Why would the malacha only be on food? Right? It doesn't seem to read that way in the Hemshech of the Rambam. Not only that, Reb Usher Weiss in his Shiurim comments that by no malacha in Judaism does it apply only to food. Is there a single malacha that applies only to food? Even Bishul! Right? We always begin our Shiurim on Bishul by saying there's food, there's cooking on food items and cooking on non-food items. Right? If I cook metal, that's Bishul. There's cooking on non-food items also. Is there any malacha that only applies to food items? Louder?
Zoreya.
I'm sorry, I did not hear you.
Zoreya.
Zoreya. Zoreya only applies to food items? I don't think so. If anything, when when I plant the seed, it's not yet food. So you're saying Zoreya is to lead to food. So maybe Zoreya is only by
food. If I have being a Notea and Elon Strzok.
Right, that's true. I could be Zoreya, Notea, and Elon Strzok, which is not food, and Ochanami. Right? Is there any malacha that only applies to food? So some suggest that maybe what we've been talking about the last couple of days only applies to food. Dush. Dush. Is there any dush on something that's not a food item? So it's kind of a trick question because the pashtus
isn't the same as food, no?
What's not the same as food?
Even if you say in Disha Elevigidula Karka, like Gidula Karka isn't the same thing as food.
Well, again, it has to be food. Now, his assumption is it has to be food. And the Gidula Karka is La'afuke salt. According to the Minchas Chinuch, exactly the discussion in the Gemara is right, whether there is Ma'amer on salt. And the way he presents it is because salt is not food, right? He says that salt is not metame tumas ochlem. He proves that from Mishnayis. And therefore, salt is not food. Now, of course, according to Minchas Chinuch, the whole Gemara is like using the wrong terms. The Gemara seems to be talking about makom gidulo. Excuse me, the Gemara talks about gidulei karka, right? It should really be saying only ochlem. The Minchas Chinuch's chiddush is that there is ma'amer only by ochlem. We have a number of problems on the Minchas Chinuch's chiddush. His chiddush, again, is based on the Rambam. First of all, it doesn't seem to connect to the Hemsheikh of the Rambam about being ma'amer stuff to cook. Second of all, they point out that the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnah in the 12th Perek, writes, Im hoya miskavein ba'asifas ha'etzim kedei lahasik on yechayiv. That wood is also chayiv. The Minchas Chinuch says wood is not chayiv, and that answers Taisus's kasha. The Rambam on the Perish HaMishnah says that there is ma'amir on wood. So the Minchas Chinuch writes, well, you know what? The Rambam often changes his mind. between the Perish HaMishnah and the Yad HaChazaka. Now already we're getting to a difficult place. Not only is it difficult.
That's not crazy.
It's not crazy, but it becomes more and more shver as we go on. Okay? It gets more and more shver as we go on. Not only is it more shver because it's against the Perish HaMishnah, but it's more shver as a read in the Rambam because it's against the Gemara. Right? Tzadi Vavam and Beis. Who was this Mekoshesh Eitzim? What did this Mekoshesh Eitzim do? Vayimtzu ish Mekoshesh Eitzim b'yom HaShabbos. They find someone who's Mekoshesh Eitzim. What exactly did he do? So Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul said he's Maver Dal Ramas and Rishas Harabim. The Braisa says he was Tolish. Rav Achab, Reb Yaakov says he's Ma'amer. Ma'amer! According to Minchas Chinuch, they can't be Ma'amer. Because Ein Imor Ela Ba'ochlim. Right? So how could there be Ma'amer? So Minchas Chinuch says, oh, that's the Machlokes. Right? You're not going to get him on anything. That's the Machlokes. Because the Machlokes in the Gemara, so what Malacha, the Mekoshesh violated, the reason why the others suggest he didn't violate Ma'amer is because Ein Imor Ela Ba'ochlim. Now,
what's so shver about just saying Gidulei Karka instead of Oakland? Like, why is that so terrible?
Again, I think
it seems to solve every single kashya.
Yeah, again, the simple reading of the Gemara is that you're doing Gidulei Karka, not Oakland.
But wood is also Gidulei Karka.
What's Gidulei Karka?
Wood.
Wood, right. Wood is Gidulei Karka.
It wouldn't solve any of the problems.
So he's answering Tysus's kasha. He's saying that there's no ma'amer on wood based on his girsa in the Rambam of ma'amer ochlim. So our difficulty is it doesn't fit with the end of the Rambam. Our difficulty is there's no malacha that's only by ochlim. Our difficulty is it's against in the Rambam and the Perish HaMishnah. Our difficulty is it's against a Gemara because the Gemara says that the Mekoshesh ate him. So it's got to be wood. And our difficulty is compounded because in the Frankel Rambam in the back, I don't understand, by the way, does anyone, can anyone explain to me how come in the Frankel Rambam there are Shinuyei Nuschaos on the page and there's also a Yalkut Shinuyei Nuschaos in the back? Does anyone know what the difference between them is? No idea. But they point out in the Kaf Saf Yud Saf, which is the Ktav Yad Teiman in a Yemenite manuscript. Okay, just a word about the Frankel Rambam is that it's a yeshivish attempt to be scholarly, which means that they're using manuscripts and they're dealing with it, but they are not choosing which manuscripts are best. They're not telling you which exact manuscript they're using, right? A Yemenite manuscript, whoopee da doodah, which number, right? From which library, etc. That's the way scholars quote manuscripts. No, it's Bodley and number, whatever, right? They don't do that. But the Frankel Rambam quotes in the back, Ksav Yad Teiman, that does not have the girsa ma'amer ochlam im la'achila. The whole problem that the Minchas Chinuch is bothered by is that the title of ma'amer seems to be ma'amer ochlam. It's not true in the Ksav Yad Teiman because the Ksav Yad Teiman has ha'ma'amer im la'ochlam. Maybe if one of you could check in like a database of the Kisvei Yad, I heard that Sepharia now is putting manuscripts on their website, but I think they only have manuscripts in the Gemara so far. Maybe we could check a database of Kisvei Yad in the Rambam. I don't think the Mahalach of Ma'amer Eichlem is there. But I will note that the Tosfos Rid that we began with sounds a shtickle like that Minchas Chinuch. Remember, the Rambam has different shiurim for ma'amer, depending on what I'm doing it for. The Tosfos Rid, however, says categorically, shi'or ha'ma'amer is grogeres, dumya dekotzer v'tochein, shekol malachas ha'ochlem b'grogeres. So the Tosfos Rid really says this idea that the this idea that the Minchas Chinuch entertained. I think the Minchas Chinuch is taking it within the Rambam, the Tosis Rid, and within the Rambam we have great difficulty, but the Tosis Rid seems to be saying it. The only prompt in Tosis Rid is it's against the Gemara in Sadi Vav, right? Where the Gemara says that Ma'amer was Malaket Eitzim. The Makoshish Eitzim is Ma'amer. But it's possible that the Tosis Rid is saying like this, that since Rov Ma'amer is Ba'ochlim, the Shear is always a Grogeres. I don't know if he's saying that there's only Ma'amer Ba'ochlim. His Lashon is that just like Tochein and Kotzer, right, Meleches Ha'ochlim is Grogeres, also, Ma'amer is Meleches Ha'ochlim. I'm not sure if the Tosis Rid means that Ma'amer is only Meleches Ha'ochlim. I'm not sure. Okay, so these are some of the shitos that we have by Ma'amer. Why do we need Kavana for a specific purpose to be Chayim? So I don't think we need Kavana for a specific purpose. But depending on what my kavanah is, the shi'or of ma'amer changes. How much do I need to be chayiv? That changes depending on what the kavanah is. But
Rambam in Mishnayos doesn't mention the shi'or. He just mentioned that imay mitkaven basifat ha'itvin, kedei la'tikan, or basifat irakot, kedei la'achilan, so then harizeh ma'amer. Like, there's no mention of shi'or in here. It just sounds like it's almost definitional.
Which Mishnah are you referring to?
This is the one that you referenced in the Parish Mishnah. I also think it's...
The Ram in the Parish HaMishnah.
Yeah. The one that was mentioned earlier.
No, I understand. Yeah, that's really interesting. Apparently what the Rambam over there is saying, though, is it has to be Mlachat Tzricha L'Gufa. I think that's all he means. I need kedei lahasikon or kedei lahachilin lebalei chayim, meaning if I just gather wood stamazoi, I'm not going to be chayiv. Right? I need a purpose why I'm doing it to be chayiv. It has to be tzricha legufa, that I need the imor for some reason. That's how I'm trying to read it right now. Again, not that I read this carefully beforehand, but just in answer to your question, perhaps that's what that Perish HaMishnah means. I don't know. Just to go to some other shitos in Ma'amer, which quite honestly are head scratchers, look in the Perish of the Rabbeinu Chanan El on the side of the Gemara. Rabbeinu Chanan El writes, where is this Rabbeinu Chanan? Right, Hada Amar Rabba, Manda kind of Miloch mi Milchisa. In my Gemara, it's printed on Ayin Dalet Amar Aleph, not on Ayin Gamam Beis. That's why I just had a minute to find it. This that Rabba said, the Manda kind of Miloch mi Milchisa. Wowza! That's wild, right? Ma'amer has to be ma'amer dalet ames in Rishus Harabim. Now again, on the Gemara in Sadi Vavam and Beis, in terms of what the Mekoshesh Eitzim did, there is a shita, he's ma'amer dalet ames in Rishus Harabim. I don't know if the Rabbeinu Chanano is putting stuff together in like a weird way, trying to combine the shitos. But I think, even though the words don't mean this, I think the pshat in the Rabbeinu Chanano is as follows. Ma'amer means I'm gathering stuff. Just like we learned in the first Gemara that we ever learned in fifth grade in Eilon Hatzius, that Kav B'dalet Amis, right, in terms of what's considered a mitzvah and what do you have to be machrez, right? So how spread out is the food to be spread out? So I think the Rabbeinu Chananel is addressing that question potentially. And what he's saying is that you need Dalar Amis. What does he mean by Rishus HaRabim? I haven't got the foggiest idea. I don't know at all what this Rabbi Nuchanano means. All I know is that he says something about Ma'amer being in Rishus HaRabim, but I really do not understand it. I really do not understand this at all.
I mean, when you think about, you know, gathering in your produce, you know, if you have stalks of wheat, bundling them and leaving them in the field isn't that useful.
The classic case is not in the Rishus HaRabim, no? It's in the field. What does the Tosfos Rid mean where he says it's in Rishus HaRabim?
Is it possible? I mean, maybe it's what Nady meant, but like, as in terms of like the agricultural process, so you kind of jump from Me'amer, where you're gathering things, to Olos and Dush, where you're at the threshing floor already. So there's got to be like, there's a middle step where you take the stalks and bring them to the threshing floor. And according to the Rach, like that's part of the definition of Emor.
Right, but wouldn't that be a Malach of Hotza'a?
Well, it's like, as you said, with kosher, it's like part of like...
It's a two-for-one sale. Yeah, maybe. It's just like, it's still, I don't know. I didn't even see people who noted the difficulty in this Rabbi Nuchanano. Like, it's just really out there. It's mamish, a very strange shita. I don't know. I don't know what to do. One of my Talmidim, the last time I said shiurim on this topic, I had a student, Yosef Ruff, who pointed out that if you look in the Perish HaRaivid on the riff, on the bottom of the riff in Beitz on Daf Yuram and Beis, Bedape HaRif. So the Perish HaRaivid says the same thing.
I think he has a real doctorate.
Oh, yeah, he has a real doctorate. Yeah, I think he does, actually. Yeah. So he points out that lo ala toto bovad hiksha abaya, ela ala kibbutz, shohayu osvim osam yachad, umalichim osam lekuchya, bimakom shabahemos ochlim sham, Shahaya baze kide imor, kide ma'amer, shahay baze exumi ke'en ma'amer, umoti l'rishus harabim. Right, so the Ravid is not saying exactly the same as the Rabbeinu Chananel, right? The Ravid is probably similar to the way Yoni was saying it, that there's ma'amer, which is a step in the process, and then you go to rishus harabim. But the fact that we're connecting going to the rishus harabim with Ma'amer, I think, is somewhat suggestive. Just to conclude, the one halacha
you need aidim to be mechayev him.
Where yeah,
get them. If it's going to be in his rishus hayochid, nobody's going to see, so you can't be mechayev him lechil.
So the family. Where are you going to get aidim? Yeah, maybe I hear. I don't know. Am I allowed to? Let's say I have a bouquet of flowers and they fall apart. Am I allowed to put them back together on Shabbos? So the answer, I think, is obvious, no? Of course it's mutter. Either it's mutter because it's not makom gidulo, or it's mutter according to Minchas Chinuch / Tosfos Rid because it's not food, or it's mutter because ein imur achar imur, or it's mutter because, what other svaras? Shas gidula, makom gidula.
You're not bundling it. You're just putting it into a vase.
You're not bundling it. There's no kesher. That's right. L'cha'ora, there should be no problem at all. The Ktzos HaShulchan, Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah, and his sefer works very hard on this question of the bouquet of flowers. I don't really hear the question.
Are there any actual applications of Emor?
Are there any actual applications? Shin Lamed Hei Sif Hei Nispazrul Peros Bachatsero Achas Heino Bachas Heino Melakit Ma'at Ma'at Va'ochel Velo Yitin Latochasa Latocha Kupa. Meaning that there is a Dindirabonon that if the fruit get mixed up on the dirt, right, on the dirt in the chutzar, then I shouldn't pick it up and put it in the basket. I can pick up one or two at a time.
So basket is the rabbanon?
So again, what we pointed out is if you hold that you need a kesher, maybe. But this is a case where it's nispazer lo peiros, meaning it was already gathered beforehand. If the peiros are in one area, in one room, there's no problem at all picking them up. If it spreads out over a distance, again, and we're not sure what that distance is, so then there might be some iser d'rabbanan that it appears like ma'amer, even though it was already mi'umar, and therefore you shouldn't put many of them in the basket together, pick it up one at a time. That's the only din that comes up regularly. Rav Rimon in his Sefer writes that if it's spread out on a large area, maybe you could use a broom and sweep the peiros together, because no one thinks that using a broom is the normal way of me'amer. Again, I don't know. I think you have to really...
This would only be outside, everything.
The issue is only outside. That's correct. The shaila is, let's say you have a Corona Afruf. And let's say at the Corona Afruf, they throw nuts at the chassan, at his aliyah, because he's nuts or something. That's why they throw nuts instead of throwing candies. So if it spreads out over a large area, then potentially there's an iser of ma'amer. Okay. I don't know how many practical applications there are. I don't think throwing candies, I don't think there's going to be an iser ma'amer, because it's not gidule karka kayadua. Even though there'd be an Issa D'Rabbanan, but the double Issa D'Rabbanan, when it was already Mu'umar and then doing it again, I think that is too, as we say in Yiddish, far-fetched. And okay, Chafra, so these are just some of the comments on Ma'amer. The fellows requested Shi'urim for the next 2 days on some Purim-related topics, so we'll do that. I'll try to give out some Ma'ar Makomos on Skitas Peiros to be able to continue learning some inyanim of Shabbos, and then we'll go on in our study of Judaism. Okay, guys, have a great day. Kol tov.
Are we going to finish Malachos around Pesach time, or are we going to?
Are we going to do what?
Are we finishing Malachos around Pesach, or are we going to continue after?
So honestly, it really depends how quickly we go. It's not impossible to. Well, to finish by Pesach will be hard, actually. Pesach is like 5 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now. That's going to be hard. We might actually get somewhat close. It depends on how long we'll spend on Borer. Borer is the big one. But maybe it's possible. It is possible that we'll be close by Pesach. I don't think we'll finish by Pesach, but we could be close. And then
we're doing Refuah B'Shabbos afterwards, right?
We wanted to do Refuah B'Shabbos for the future doctors among us. Okay. Well,
the real doctors.
The real real doctors, as opposed to academic PhD fake doctors. Okay. I won't tell on any academic PhDs on you guys, but you should know this is all recorded. Okay, Koto.